Good morning. I'd like you to do me a favor. I'd like you to just look in the eye of the person next to you without saying anything and just look at their eyes for about 10 seconds without talking. Can't do it without talking, can you? Okay. Okay. Are we... Do you know, it's always a problem trying to get you to do something. Because you just go off and do whatever you want. Listen to this. This is taken from the Evidence Bible. Man has never developed a camera lens anywhere near the inconceivable intricacies of the human eye. The human eye is an amazing interrelated system of about 40 individual subsystems, including the retina, pupil, iris, cornea, lens, and optic nerve. It is more to it than just the 137 million light-sensitive special cells that send messages to the unbelievably complex brain. About 130 million of these cells look like tiny rods, and they handle the black and white vision. The other 7 million are cone-shaped and allow us to see in colour. The retina cells receive light impressions, which are then translated into electric pulses and sent directly to the brain through the optic nerve. A special section in the brain called the visual cortex interprets the pulses as colour, contrast, depth, etc., which then allows us to see pictures of our world. Incredibly, the eye, optic nerve, and visual cortex are totally separate and distinct subsystems. Yet together they capture, deliver, and interpret up to 1.5 million pulse messages per millisecond. Think about that for a minute. If you had a dozen computers programmed perfectly and operating together flawlessly, so it wouldn't even get close to performing what the human eye does. Isn't that amazing? Say with me, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Just by a show of hands, how many of you were born? How many of you were born? Some of you are not really sure. How many of you just happened? You just appeared? No? None of you just happened or appeared. Can you imagine, as parents, that your child is born, and very quickly, a lot quicker than they do, they begin to walk and talk? And then within no time at all, they deny your very existence and say, what? I was made in your womb. I don't believe it. Can't prove it. How can you honestly believe that rubbish? I was made in there? No chance. You see, when we are born, when we are made, then there is a maker, there is a creator. And God says that he made us in our mother's womb. So with that, there becomes a responsibility to that person, that something that made us. As a child, you expect your children to act in a certain way, don't you? If they don't act in a certain way, then it's bringing disrepute on your family and your name. You expect them to say their pleases and thank yous. You expect them to act and respond in a certain way. Well, God has made each and every one of you. Say, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You see, when God has made each and every one of you, He had purpose for your life. He had a reason for you being made, for you being knit together. And here are just some of the things in Scripture. I have got the full Scriptures. I'll not necessarily get to them all, but Ephesians 4:1 says that you have to walk in a manner worthy of your calling. In Ephesians 5, it says you are to walk as children of light. In Matthew 5:14, it says, "You are the light of the world, a city set on a hill." In 2 Peter 1, "You have been called and given everything you need." In Revelation, it says that you have been chosen. In Romans, Acts, 1 Peter, 2 Timothy, "You are a saint, you're a servant, you're a steward, you're a soldier." In Acts and Ephesians, it says that you are filled with the Spirit and a witness and a worker. In 1 Corinthians, it says, through Jesus, you are victorious. In Romans, it says that you have a glorious future. Is this getting annoying? Just a bit. I'll make sure we're connected. In Philippians, it says that you are a citizen of heaven. In 2 Corinthians, it says you are an ambassador for Christ. In Philippians, it says you can do all things through Christ who gives you the strength. And in Psalms, it says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, as I was praying and really seeking God on this, I really thought that somebody here has, and it may just be many of you and maybe online as well, that you have just lived under that cover of you are not good enough, you are a waste of time, and you will never be what you were destined to be. And I want to tell you that it's a lie of the enemy. It's a lie of the enemy. Say with me, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. How many of you realize that, yeah, we have one mouth, but we have two ears? Which is why when it says about reading Scripture, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. So we speak it, and we hear it twice as much. So the things that you say, when you say, oh, I'm not good enough, you hear what you're saying. You are giving yourself doubt, and you are putting yourself down, and that is not what God wants you to do. God says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Say it again. So many of us have lived under that lie, and we need to break out of it. We live in a world that is very happy to pull down and tear down and tell you you're not good enough, but we want to see what God says about how our lives. Who do you allow to speak into your life? Are there certain people that you allow to speak into your life? One of the things that we did in our men's event a few weeks ago is we try to make sure that we've got accountability. As men, we want to be accountable to people. Absolutely, it's got to be somebody that you can trust, because there are things that we face, things that we struggle with, that you should be able to talk to somebody and say, listen, I'm really struggling with this. And there's no condemnation, no judgment, but that we can say, right, let's talk about it. Let's pray about this. Let's walk together and deal with this together. Do you have people that you are accountable to? I have there are people in my life, and yeah, it's maybe only one or two, and I can phone them and tell them my deepest, darkest secret. The thing that I have done that I absolutely hate that I did, I can tell them all about it, and they can pray with me, they can walk with me, and they can help me. And I would encourage each and every one of you, you need that, at least that one person that you can confide in, that you can talk with, so that we don't believe the lies about ourselves. Because how many times do we say, oh, I'm not good enough, or I can't do this, or it's not what Scripture says. It says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So what we need to do is we need to speak positive so we live positive. If you speak yourself down, you'll start believing yourself. Yeah, you understand that, don't you? You constantly pull yourself down, you'll start believing it. If you've got your Bibles, I'm going to be looking at Psalm 139. My favorite psalm in the Bible, my favorite chapter in the whole Bible. I love this psalm. So we're just going to be going through this, and then there's a few verses that I just want to pull a bit of information out from. Oh Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirits? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you would slay the wicked, O God, away from me, you bloodthirsty men. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Amen. You know that psalm starts and finishes with God saying that he knows us, that he's searched us and knows us. He knows everything about you. There's nothing that you can hide from God. He is aware of everything about you. This passage, this psalm just gives us such incredible insight into our identity, our purpose, and God's involvement in your life. God wants to be involved in every aspect of your life. God is interested in you. So we're just going to look at verses 13, 14, 15, and 16. See, God, the divine craftsman, is interested in you. See, the image of God knitting you together. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. It shows of somebody taking time. It shows of somebody taking care, thinking about what they're doing. You know, if you come to Food Bank at all, you'll see Francis sitting there. And he's, bless him, knitting away for some of the teddies that go off to Zimbabwe. He's knitting away and he's taking care. He's got a design. He's got a structure that he's following, and he's knitting away and taking care over what he is doing. So God is not like a distant foreman in a factory where there's a conveyor belt of things happening and, oh, and then the heart and, oh, and now the lungs and putting you together that way. But God is intricately knitting you together. Say with me, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. You see, there's intention, there's care, there's an element of artistry. I mean, how amazing is it? We've all got a head, arms, legs, and but yeah, we're all so different. Look around. There's not one face that's the same. We're all so different. We're all so carefully made. The divine creatively working. You are not an accident. You are not an accident. You are created. Verse 14 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. It speaks of a God who is so high and mighty, so powerful, but yet so close and so intimate. When you look at the word in Hebrew for fearfully, it implies an awe-inspiring, wow, this is amazing. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, I read that about the human eye. People still can't get to the bottom of what is going on with the eye. It is so complex, so intricate. Did you hear that when I said about 137 million light-sensitive cells that are sending information all the time? What, and we just happened by accident? Wow. Wow. This should help you with any self-doubt or pulling yourself down, that if God is so intricate in making the human eye, knitting together in your mother's womb, wow. That's why the psalmist can say, your works are wonderful. I know that full well. And here, all we're doing is looking at the human body. When you start looking at the world, start looking at stars and all that kind of stuff, it just blows your mind how awesome God is. Verse 15 says, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Poetic language of being put together in your mother's womb. The early stages of development, God knew you. And God purposed you. You are not a mistake. You are here for a purpose. Verse 16, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Here we see the aspect of God's power, God's omniscience. That God has it all sorted out. And we have to follow his divine plan and purpose. It is written in God's book before it even happens. Life, your life was predetermined. It has meaning and purpose. This should provide you comfort. This should provide you comfort and security, knowing that you are special to God. You're not just a computer program that's going to have a virus one day and you're going to end up throwing away. How many of you are a bit annoyed at Windows 10 finishing and everybody's going to buy new computers? And we don't have a sell-by date. We don't have an expiry date. The only expiry date that we have is when we go up to glory with Jesus. Amen? Because he is the one who created us. I'm going to bring all this into land. You see, when we struggle with self-image, it's because we're listening possibly to ourselves, but also to the people around us. When we struggle with, I've not got a six-pack, or, I've not done a run today, or, I've not reached this position in my job, or, I've not got the best car. It's what we do to ourselves, isn't it? This is not what God is saying. God is saying that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Say, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I hope this morning that you have said that more times than you have said anything else. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, because the world will pull you down. You'll pull yourself down. How many times do you look in that mirror and think, oh, wow, beautiful? We don't, do we? We often, I've got this and I've got that, and I could be thinner, and I could be bigger, or I could be... We pull ourselves down, but God is saying we're fearfully and wonderfully made. He made us. Yeah, there are things in our lives that we can better. We can make better and be more like him. God very clearly says that we are to be holy as he is holy. So we have to strive to be more like Jesus. But let's not pull ourselves down. This should give us a good grounding for self-acceptance. We should celebrate the work that God has done. Look at me. God made me. Look at me. Woo! Hey, what a specimen of humanness. No? You'll say that in the mirror tomorrow morning, won't you? So if all this is what Scripture says, and we need to believe it in our hearts and know who we are, what God says we are, then there's an element that we should treat others with respect and dignity as well, because they equally are fearfully and wonderfully made. The person that you were looking in the eye is fearfully and wonderfully made. And God planned their life. God knit them together. God formed them in their mother's womb. So you have no right in pulling anyone down. Because you pull somebody down, you're pulling God down. You have no right in saying anything horrible towards somebody else. No right whatsoever. We have no rights. We do it, don't we? Am I only one? But, oh God, please forgive me. And if I've ever said anything to any of you, please forgive me. It's my sinful nature that I'm really trying to stamp out. But I am going to say I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Say it with me. So let's treat others with dignity and respect, because they are God's creation. And just finally, if the worship team want to come back, I found this on a website. It says, this passage serves as an antidote to shame, purposelessness, and low self-worth by establishing that your identity is in divine intention rather than human approval or achievement. Who you are is who God says you are. Don't allow others or yourself to pull yourself down. Let's pray. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Lord, I pray you will help each and every one of us to know who you say we are. That we can wake up each morning and say that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. That you have created us. So we have a purpose. We have a calling. We have something to do. You call us to do your work. And Lord, I pray against any of the lies that the enemy speaks to us, that we speak to ourselves. Lord, help us to know who you say that we are. Help us to glorify you in and through our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.